of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Center Avenue within the Sierra Village Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 19980 Center Avenue, Lot C86 in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310, Unit 22637. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and four mail return. And the applicants are seeking a 2.7-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed manufactured home and the manufactured home on Lot C84, a 6.6-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed manufactured home and the landing on Lot C84, a 5.6-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed HVAC and the manufactured home on Lot C84, a 9.5-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed HVAC and the landing on Lot C84, a 1.3-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the manufactured home, the proposed manufactured home, and the manufactured home on Lot B85, a 3.5-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed manufactured home and the shed on Lot B85, a 2.1-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed shed and the manufactured home on Lot C88, and a 2-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed manufactured home and HVAC on Lot C88.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Sure. First name Brittany, last name Stoll, 18364 Highwood Drive, Rehoboth Beach.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Hi.
Good evening. Floor is yours.
All right, so starting with the uniqueness of the property, the uniquely narrow dimensions of this lot create a challenging placing the, create a challenge placing the manufactured home and maintaining minimum separation between homes and accessory structures. This lot was laid out with others in the community in the 50s and 60s prior to the current county requirements for separation distances. The lot sizes are small in comparison with the size of the modern manufactured home. I've selected a standard-sized floor plan for this home that is comparable to other new homes in the community, but I'm still unable to place on the lot without the required setbacks. The narrow shape of the lot and the previous build of the surrounding adjacent lots make it difficult to place a new manufactured home on the property consistent with others in the neighborhood while maintaining compliance with Sussex County's current zoning code. The newly proposed placement dwelling is slightly longer than that prior, but is not much narrower than the previously approved unit, which had a large enclosed room added onto it. Cannot otherwise be developed. Due to the uniqueness of the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County zoning code. I propose to place a normal width-sized manufactured home that is consistent with other new homes in the community and a standard-sized shed that is consistent with other new homes in the community, but I'm able to do so without violating the separation distance requirements between neighboring manufactured homes and accessory structures, examples, sheds. The variances are necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Without said variance, the property cannot be developed. Because the surrounding homes are within the lot setbacks, this request is for minimal accommodation and much less than previously approved by the board, not created by the applicant. The exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the applicant, and the property is quite narrow, which greatly limits the buildable area thereof. The neighboring lots are also narrow, causing development of nearby lots to be nearer to the lot lines and neighboring homes. It appears impossible for the home to be placed on the property without violating the separation distance requirements. The exceptional practical difficulty was created by the unique conditions of the property and the development of adjacent lots. In viewing the proposed survey, you will notice that the need for variance is reduced from the prior footprint, and you will notice that the separation distances between the primary structures are much larger and very reasonable given the narrowness of the lots. Will not alter the essential character. The variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare thereof. I am seeking this variance to add to the conformity of the community and to modernize homes within the community, which will subsequently add value and improve the characteristics of the community and neighborhood. The home that was previously on the lot was surrendered to the community after years of disrepair. And minimum variance. The variances sought to the minimum variances necessary to afford relief, and the variances requested represent the least modifications possible of the regulations at issue. The home that was previously existing and abandoned in place much larger than its newer counterpart. However, the existing home cannot be rehabilitated without substantial expense. And in order to maintain prior usage of the land, these variances are necessary that a new home can be placed on the lot.
Take a breath.
I don't do well with public speaking.
You did well.
Thank you.
Any questions from the board?
Is this your first time ever saying that?
No, I've been here at least a handful or two. I just usually sit in the back and watch.
So you're a representative of Sierra Village?
That's correct.
Has there already been a home chosen that's going to be placed there? You know what I mean? Like, there's already...
That's correct. Yeah, we have a floor plan picked out and everything.
Okay, and that's what the survey's based on?
Correct. Yep, the new...
Would you, and I ask this every time with these, would you say that the situations created by the neighboring properties have in part caused an issue for where you can place things?
Yes.
On all four sides of this property, or three?
Yeah. Yes, I would say so.
You said something about the size of the unit. It's slightly narrower, or is it?
It's narrower. The previous home, yes, yeah, it's longer, but narrower. The previous home had that existing.
You know off the top of your head the square footage before and after? I know what it is after, but before.
I don't know.
The narrowness is coming because it had an addition built off of it?
Correct. The previous home had an addition built onto the side of it.
Have the neighboring ones already been modernized, or are they the original?
Nope, those have been newer modified homes.
Was this removed, or is this being removed because it was in a state of disrepair?
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
Other questions from the board?
Has that already happened, or is it in the process of getting removed?
No, the home has been completely demolished.
Looking at the site plan that you proposed, I see some, I just want to understand, it looks to me like there's some faint lines there. I don't know if you can see that real well on your copy. I know Ms. Irusi's got that up on the monitor here. Is that the outline of where the prior home was located?
That's correct, yep.
I just wanted to kind of make sure that was the case. Has there been any discussions with any of the neighbors to see their positions on this?
There has not.
Okay. You're unaware of any complaints about the prior home's location?
No.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Are there any further questions from the board? Okay, if you would please have a seat for a second. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13128? Are in favor. Would you like to speak or just in favor? That was three. Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13128? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and we'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I move that we approve case number 13128 for Sierra Village for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions based on the actual layout from 60 years or in the 60s to what's currently offered for manufactured housing today. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there are no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of this property. The exceptional practical difficulty is not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character or neighborhood, nor substantially nor permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent properties, nor be detrimental to public welfare. The variance represents the minimum variances necessary to afford relief
and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
I second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Lovinga?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13128 has been approved. Evening.